We're talking with Chris Moore right now, the head football coach for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, as they wrap up week eight of the high school football season, taking on Exira, Elkhorn, and Kimbleton. Both teams coming in at 3-4 overall on the season. As coach, always good to catch up with you.
Yep, good to talk to you again, Jeff.
You bet. Coach, still a lot for you guys to play with. I know both teams coming in 3-4, but even though that's your overall record, a 4-4 record always sounds pretty good at the end of the year compared to 3-5. So this game has some meanings for both of you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Playing for that 500 record, playing for fourth place in the district. We're both tied right there right now. Send our seniors out on a good note.
You guys have to go on the road. What are you expecting for the crowd and everything coming up on Friday night?
We're hoping, everyone comes down and supports our three seniors in their last game and just continue to support us, even though the season hasn't really shaken out the way we want it to. But the kids still deserve the support.
They absolutely do, and you got a terrific senior group, Coach. What's the atmosphere been like in practice? And my guess is those guys probably leading the charge a little bit this week to get ready.
Yeah, last week of practice, kind of laid back a little bit more so this week. Kids have been really loose and great energy. It's been good. Had the kids Tuesday night push the sled for the last time. Three seniors lined up, got after it. Just a lot of memories that they'll carry with them the rest of their life. And we just need to finish, we said earlier, on Friday night with a win and leave a good taste in everyone's mouth for next year.
Looking at a Spartan ball club that comes in really led by Trey Peterson. He's certainly what makes their offense go. They throw it a lot. They're fairly balanced, but they are a team that throws the ball a lot. What are you guys looking at defensively, and what do you feel like the matchup looks like?
Yeah, definitely keying on Trey. A lot of QB power, QB traps with him. He does a great job in space, eluding tackles. Not the fastest guy in the field by any means, the flashiest, but he's a tough kid to bring down. And then two, when he drops back the pass, he's got a great arm, throws a great ball. So we're going to have our hands full. See some tendencies on offense that they do that we need to key on for plays. So we'll be set up in the right formation. And we just got to make the play in the open field. That's what it all comes down to.
More concerned about him in the run game or that passing game?
I'd say the run game. He just, like I said, just really elusive. And if you don't tackle well, it's going to be a long night. So definitely put the pressure on him. Pass-wise, we've done a great job of defending that all year long. So we're not too worried about that at this time.
They do have two guys they throw it to quite a bit. How do they use Cash and Derek?
Oh, Cash is just, he's a great athlete. And both of them are over, 6'2" or better. So they throw it up, the athletic kids, they'll go up and get it. So we'll have Cal matched up on Cash and Colby matched up on Derek. So our two of our better athletes against their best athletes. So hopefully we come out on top.
Do you guys spy Trey at Peterson at all, or do you just play kind of your base defense?
We're going to stay with our base forefront and just put pressure on him, depending on the formation, and make him, make some plays. And then we got Lance back this week. So hopefully, he'll be, when we do go a spread formation, that he'll be back spying on him a little bit on that. And hopefully we can put some pressure on him and make him make some mistakes.
With Lance being back, what does that add to you guys on the offensive side of the ball?
Oh, just everything. Like I've told other people, he's the heartbeat of the team. Just a great, great kid, great leader. We really lean on him a lot. And so that helps. And just, just gives the kids, everyone, a lot of confidence. Not taking anything away from the other two seniors, Jacob and Raiden. They did an awesome job the last 2 weeks with Lance out of the lineup. And, just having him there just raises everyone and just gives, another threat back there that they need the key on.
What do you think they're going to do defensively to try and slow you guys down?
Well, in the past, they've really loaded the box on us. They go to a six-man front, and so we're ready for that. But, we're going to look to, hopefully maybe try to spread it out a little more, throw the ball a little bit more. White's done a good job of that, and so has Cal Hayden. Had come in there last week for us. And, they play a little zone coverage, so we got some good receivers, so hopefully we can find some holes in that zone.
Where do you look for the holes in that zone? Because, like you said, you guys got some really good depth in that receiver group.
Definitely. The backers are a little undersized, so right in the middle area. Put their backers in a predicament. They got cash. They got size over the top. That's where he plays at, the safety. So, a little tougher to hit it over the top on him. But, we'll just like in the middle of the zone.
Coach, what do you guys need to do? What are the two or three main things that you want to see from this group here in week eight?
And just fundamentals. We got to be fundamentally sound on the offensive side of the ball with our blocking. And then the same on defense. Just fundamentally sound with our tackling. We've done that well at times in games, but we just need to put a complete game together this week. And if we do that, we'll be fairly successful.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. And I know the guys are going to be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show following the game.
Yeah, Jeff, I appreciate the coverage, and it's hard to believe the season's coming to an end here, but it's been fun, and go CRB.
You tell you what, you bring that up, I got to ask, now that they've went to an 8-week regular season where you can play a ninth if you don't make the playoffs, how much shorter does it feel for you coaches that even though it's just 1 week shorter, how much quicker does the season seem to go?
Every year I'm in this, it seems like it goes faster and faster, which is a good thing at times, but other times, too, it's hard to believe. Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. We were getting rolling in August and waiting for the, those first 3 weeks for that week one game that finally come. And now it's, like I said, week eight. So not a whole lot, but it's still the same feeling.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us again. Best of luck. Enjoy the weekend after the game.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Bears Crusaders. Again, they head to Exira, Alcorn, Kimbleton coming up on Friday night.